you, my God, for your loving kindness, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that he is in us. He is filling us, he is ministering to us, and he is leading us. We thank you, my God, that you say you would not leave us without a comforter. And he has done an awesome job in comforting your children and teaching us the way that we must go. We ask what you said, that as Pastor Ben prepares for the word and as he shares with your people, that by your Spirit you will tend the hearts of your children to receive your word, that it may find good ground to be implanted in. Lord, we ask that you will minister through and to Pastor Ben, strengthen and encourage him, Lord Jesus, that as he decreases, that you will increase in him, my God, and let your words flow freely from his lips. Lord Jesus, that your people will be well fed and blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Nicole. Amen. Do you guys need me to have the mic, or can you hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
You'd like me to have it? Okay, then I'm going to take it. Amen. 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 Good morning, everybody. It is an honor and a privilege to be in the presence of the Lord this morning. Pastor Sandy, I want to thank you for being so diligent and so hardworking and so connected to God, where he can speak to you that you can speak to us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want to thank you. The Bible says, honor to whom honor is due, and tribute to whom tribute is due. And the brother deserves some tribute.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Can we get a round of amen? Amen. And I want to thank, before I get started, I want to thank all the people that make this possible. I know you only see one or two of us on the camera, but trust me, it's a lot more than one or two people. It is a team of people that have things going the way that they're going, with the different ministries and
yeah,
making sure this is going. And just so you all will know, y'all wondering what happened to the calendar and what happened to the newsletter. Da, 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 da. Abigail has decided to take on the calendar and the newsletter. So now it'll get done. Amen. And I want you all to give her whatever she calls you. She asks you for your shoe size, you just shut up and give it to her. Whatever this woman is asking for, let her have it, because she's doing it for the ministry. And we know it will be done, and it will look. She's the one who put together the Hawaii video on her own. Who knew, right? Amen. But not. I mentioned Abigail because you guys have been asking about, wondering about the newsletter and all that stuff, and I just couldn't get back to it. I tried. I just, because there were so many other things that kept coming. And so Abigail has graciously volunteered to do it, and I am as happy as I can be, sure enough. Amen. Woo, child, you just don't know. Amen. So we're praying that her first brand new revised, up to snuff review of those two things will be July. That's what we're shooting for, but you give that girl a break, because she's starting from scratch. So, amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. And we have a team of people that are doing things for the body, and not just in this building, but we have people that are praying for us and supporting us and offering their service to us in this state, in this country, and overseas. We have people around the world that are supporting this ministry in one way or another, and no one type of support is better than the other. We need them all to make this happen. Amen, somebody. And so, without calling any names, because I guarantee you I will miss some, thank all of you for your prayers and for your offers of support and for our international wall. And there's just so many things to thank you for, and we give praise to you no matter what country you're in, no matter what city, no matter what state. We give God praise for you. Please keep those prayers coming.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Nikki, I get to start from fresh. She didn't push the start button, so that one was for free. Amen. Now we gonna start. Amen. Don't y'all tell her. Amen. Amen. Now we can get going. Amen. Amen. The Lord is awesome in every imaginable way. And the message that he gave me today is just amazing. Y'all, I gotta have a couple of links taken out, but y'all see my new watch?
Yeah.
Do I look good or what? Hello, fancy schmancy. Amen. This is the title of the message. The fairy tale is over. It's about to rain. People living in the fairy tale land. They are constantly just a lifetime Disney subscriber. They're out of touch with reality. They just don't know what's real anymore. And I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about the church. We know the world is lost. We know that. That's not a secret. Everybody know that. This message today is strictly for the church. Amen. The church, there are people that call themselves believers of the gospel. They're still living in a fairy tale land. They still don't accept reality as truth. They don't accept the gospel as reality. They still think that they can live 1,000 years, you know, with a chip and still be in Christ. They don't get it.
Yeah.
Because somebody has been feeding them milk with a little drop of poison. You know, back in the day before they got so sophisticated, how they used to kill people on the down low, they would grind up glass real, real fine and then mix in the food. They didn't know they were eating glass, and after a period of time, their insides start ripping to pieces and nobody knew what happened. Because a little bit, every meal, a little bit, a little bit. See, if you put a bullfrog in boiling water, he's going to jump out. Why? Because it's hot. But if you put him in and let him slow roast,
they can relax.
You'll have soup in a couple hours. Because you adapt to the environment. You adapt to the new environment. See, the enemy know he can't just come at you with a tail and horns. Because you've seen, y'all watch cartoons a lot, you've seen that. But if he come to you looking all fly, bam, hair all whipped, teeth all clean, breath smelling good, you're gonna give him a shot. Because he don't look like a demon.
Yeah.
And if he is, I can change him. You know, I can change it. He's a Buick, but I can turn that into a Cadillac. You just watch. I've never seen it happen. Now, what I've been in this, I found out today, I've been in this for 47 years. I've never seen that happen. So we're going to learn something today in our 36 minutes. Y'all with me?
Yes.
The fairy tale is over. It's time for you to accept reality as it is. Because reality, the truth, the truth don't change.
Amen.
The truth is the truth. No matter when you're exposed to it, it's still the truth. Yes. The word of God is never going to change. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The word of God is true. It is not going to change. You can add to it if you dare and take away from it if you want to, but it is not going to change the true word of God. And if you don't want to accept it, that's on you. Amen, somebody. All right, I'm so glad to be up here. It's been 3 months since I've been up here. I'm so happy. Woo-hoo! Amen. Some of y'all might not feel this way about me when I'm finished, but right now, amen. And Janelle is going to send you guys out a copy of my message at 1 o'clock, because I didn't want y'all learning the message before I got a chance to preach, and then y'all telling me what to say. So at 1 o'clock, Janelle is going to email all of our amen. And if you're not on the list, call Janelle. All right, so this is... I have some topics I need to cover. Okay? We're going to talk about fairy tales and fabricate. Oh, I forgot to turn it on. Fairy tales, fabricate, deceive, and gullible. I need to give you all the definitions of these as I found them. And if you can take a minute to jot some of this down, I would appreciate it mucho. Amen. Fairy tale. What is a fairy tale? A fairy tale is a fabricated story, especially one intended to deceive. Yes. A fairy tale. Don't Disney broadcast fairy tales?
Yes.
Fairy tales have been especially designed, intended to deceive you. Disney is trying to tell you, I've designed this to deceive you.
Yes.
And a lot of us think Walt Disney is the best thing since sliced bread. And he's telling you, he ain't hiding it, I'm trying to deceive you. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
All right, I didn't make that up. You can look it up if you want to. So it says a fabricated story. Well, what does it mean to fabricate? I'm glad you asked. You are very smart. Fabricate is to make up for the purpose of deception. Yes. Fabricate is to make up something for the purpose of deception. So fairy tales is something made up for the purpose of deception. You have Christians living in fairy tales or living comfortably under deception.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Yes.
Well, what do you mean deceive? What is deception? I'm glad you asked. Again, deceive is to cause to accept as true or valid what is false or invalid.
Go ahead.
So deceive is something that is very untrue.
Yes.
But I'm trying to make you believe it's very true.
Right.
Yes. Amen.
That part.
The church falls for this.
Yes.
That's the difference between relationship and religion. Religion will teach you deception, but relationship will teach you truth. Church don't want truth because they're more comfortable in deception.
Yes.
Amen.
Go ahead.
So I said, well, what's the deal with that? Well, gullible. The church is so gullible.
Yes.
Wow.
You can tell church people anything and they'll suck it up like a Hoover.
Yeah.
Amen. My pastor said, well, what'd the Bible say? I don't know, but my pastor said. How many of y'all grew up hearing that? How many of y'all grew up saying that? My pastor said, don't know anything about what the Bible said, but I know my pastor said.
Amen.
Amen. And he's as crooked as a $2 bill. Well, they make $2 bills now. A $3 bill. He ain't thinking about you. Got that money coming. Got my mistress, my wife, my kids, and my car.
Wow.
Keep the money rolling. I'm going to tell you whatever you want to hear because I need you to come back.
Yes.
I'm going to make your ears so happy you're going to sing when you run out of here.
Yeah.
Because I need you. If I need to deceive you, to rob you, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. That's reality. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm so glad we don't put on month-long telethons to raise money to keep the lights on up in here.
Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all getting tired of that. All right. Must be hitting somebody. Amen. All right. Can I take time out right quick? Grace is not free time.
Amen.
It's getting it right time.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
People treat grace like it's free money.
Right.
Yes.
I can do with it whatever I want to do because I got plenty of it. Grace is not free money. Grace is time for you to get it right before somebody's got to pay. Because somebody's got to pay for what Christ had to die for. Somebody's paying. Either his blood is paying or you're paying. Somebody's got to pay at the end of the month. So grace is not playtime. Grace is get it right time. Amen. Hallelujah. So far, so good. I want to give you something. I want to show you something that is extremely disturbing. Extremely disturbing. I pray I don't lose some of you with this, but I got to show you. Because our job is to warn people, right? As watchers, isn't that our job, to warn people? Because church people are so easily caught up in the things of this world, they forget about the things of God. And so they think that if I do things that look good in the sight of the people, somehow that's going to relate to pleasing God. And that's not the case. Because the world is not trying to please God. The world has a whole nother agenda. You're not supposed to be trying to please the world. You're supposed to be trying to please your God.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Brenda.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all must be thinking because ain't nobody saying much. I pulled this off the internet last night from TikTok. Influencers are covering themselves in their own feces to support Pound Blackout Tuesday.
No way.
You wouldn't have some fool Christian trying to do that. They're covering themselves because that's supposed to mean something to somebody. You're going to have some people doing that. Some church folks doing that. You watch. Black something. Blackout Tuesday.
Was that the witches that decided to...
Pastor Sandy, your guess is probably better than mine.
That was the witches.
Oh, Brenda said yes.
That's the witches that decided to pray against...
Against Trump?
To come against Trump.
Oh, yeah. Follow a witch's advice. That's what you do, church. Whatever a witch tell you to do, church, that's what you do. How ignorant is that? Walking around with... You put your own... See...
Save me that picture.
I will give it to you. See, it's one thing if somebody grabs you by the neck and smear you with it. It's another thing if you catch it and slather it on there. You knew I was going to say it. I don't know why you're surprised. I knew it was coming. Paris don't look surprised. He knew. Amen. Paris like, I ain't just met him. I know how he talk.
Wow.
Amen. That ain't all. See, because they're living in some kind of fantasy land, some kind of fairy tale. But we told you, fairy tales are purposely designed to deceive you.
Wow.
Here's a woman that's saying, going to hell and proud.
Wow.
It's bad enough she's going to hell, but she's proud she's going to hell. And you know why? Because the enemy has told them, you can rule and reign with me in hell. Or what they used to say when I was growing up, well, if I go to hell and have a lot of friends down there, yeah, y'all ain't gonna know it. You ain't gonna be partying with nobody. See, they think hell is an alternative place to be. They don't realize hell is a tormenting place to be. In darkness for eternity. They don't really understand what hell is because they've been deceived. Church people don't really understand what hell is about, which is why they're not as serious about your relationship as they should be. Because they don't get it. Because they've been deceived. Because they're more comfortable in a fairy tale land, in fantasy land, than in reality. But God said, what's the title of this lesson? What did God say? He said, the fairy tale is over.
Amen.
He said, the fairy tale is over.
Amen.
You can keep living in the fairy tale if you want to, but I'm telling you, the fairy tale is over because it's about to rain. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
See, we are, they call us, conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
They say we're conspiracy theorists, but they said the same thing about Moses until it started raining. They told Noah a conspiracy theorist too, and then one day it started raining, and he went from old Noah to uh-oh. I'm gonna give you that one too. Here you go. See, everything is just, oh, that's just what you think until that. God's word cannot fail.
Amen.
It's gonna happen whether you like it or not. That bus is coming whether you are standing at the bus stop or not. If you get to the bus stop late, the bus is not waiting for you. He don't like you. He's on a payroll. He's got to hit them numbers. If you're not there when the bus rolls up, even if they see you coming, and I really believe that sometimes they see you coming, and then they just, I believe it. But I'm not gonna do that to them. But I believe it. Last one. I ain't preaching yet. Last one. My wife gonna be upset, but amen. I'll take her home, and there you go. Amen. People say you can't trust the Bible because it's written by men. How many of y'all heard that?
Yeah.
People say you can't trust the Bible because it's written by men. But they'll trust a newspaper, a science journal, horoscopes, and fortune cookies. But the Bible was written by men, so I can't trust that. But I'll trust a fortune cookie. I'm just telling you, here, Abigail, show that. I'm just telling you that people are more comfortable with a lie than they are with the truth.
Yeah.
They're more comfortable living in a fairy tale land than they are with truth. I'm going to get to scripture in a minute. I had to do that. Get that to Pastor Sandy. I had to do that. And Pastor Drew, you can have it if you let it go. Amen. You can have it, Pastor. I'm done with it. Amen. Now, let's get to some scripture. Like we're going to have some squimp, let's get to some scripture. That was funny. That was one of my, y'all just, don't expect me to entertain you up here. Amen. Here are some of the things that people,
I don't know about that.
Here are some of the things that people have adapted, church people now. Here are some of the things that church people have adapted over the scriptures. You all ready? These are some of the things that the Lord allowed me to, while I was working on this message. Is just, I'm going to live forever in my enhanced body through AI, wow. Artificial intelligence. I'm going to live for 1,000 years. They're going to inject me and cut this off and stick that on and upload me and boot me up, and I'm going to live for 1,000 years. Fantasy.
Yeah.
Fantasy. I'm going to live forever. Fantasy. And I got scripture to prove it. Want to hear it? Settle down. We'll get to it later. Don't rush me. Amen. Amen. I need you to understand that what appointed means. Okay? Y'all with me? Appointed means predetermined.
Yes.
Already arranged.
Yes.
Preset.
Yes.
Y'all got me? That's what appointed means. Are y'all listening? Because it's going to be important in a minute. Appointed means predetermined, prearranged, or preset. Okay? The Bible says once appointed unto man to die. Your death has been predetermined, prearranged, and preset.
Amen.
It ain't like you got anything to do with it.
Right.
You leaving here.
Yes.
Amen. You ain't got to go home, but you're getting up out of here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Come on. Go ahead.
Hebrew 9, 27 and 28. Right quick. Come on, because the clock is ticking. Hebrews 9 and 27. Asia, you with me? Are disdained. Oh, just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment. Once appointed unto man to die, and after that the judgment. You not, I can't say that yet. Verse number 28. So Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, he died one time to bear the sins of many. Not your kind of many, but God's kind of many. A whole bunch of many. God, he died once for everybody. Past, present, future. He died once for everybody. One time. He's not dying again just for you.
Amen.
So Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin. Talking about when we come back to him and he rescued Israel. Amen, somebody. That's a good thing. That's a good thing, because if you see God rescue Israel in peace, that means you came back with him, which means you have to be up there with him in order to come back with him. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. To those who eagerly await him, when Jesus comes back, they're going to be saying, Lord, where you been?
Yeah.
And we're going to be with him.
Right.
The Jews, when they return, okay, we got that. Somebody go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. Something keeps buzzing, but I don't know what it is. I don't know who my wife is. I'll let her handle it. Y'all read 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. Somebody say, when you get there. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Everybody has got to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Good, bad, or indifferent. Ugly, cute, tall, short, black, white, green. Whoever you are, whatever you did, you're going to appear before God on your appointed time.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Why? That each one may receive his due for the things done in the body, whether good or bad. Wait a minute. I have to give an account of what I did while I was in my flesh, while I'm here, and then God's going to question me, and God, what? They didn't tell me that in Sunday school. You mean I got to go and give an account to God for everything I did in my flesh? Yes.
Amen.
And if you are not covered by the blood, it's going to cost you more than you will ever be able to pay.
Wow.
You have two choices. You can either let Christ pay it, or you can pay it. Somebody's paying. God said that. He said somebody has to pay for what my son had to go through. And if you don't want Christ here, you're on plan B. Amen. In my next life, I'm coming back as a giant chicken. Reincarnation.
Yeah.
I'm coming back as an eagle. And I'm gonna fly fairy tales.
Right.
Tall tales.
Yeah.
Fairy tales. Fantasy land. I'm coming back as a, I don't know, something stupid. Somebody give me something stupid. As a weed. So I can be smoked up by the best of them. You just stupid. See, because Dr. Burt, that was good, Jacob. See, you think you don't see, you don't want to believe that Christ died for your sins and that the price was paid and that you owe God for what you've done and you need to show. See, you don't hear none of that. You want to think it's okay that, well, everybody's going to come back as something. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Reincarnation.
Yeah.
Did y'all like that one?
Yeah.
Here's another one. I'm going to freeze my brain. And in 300 years, I'll be back crying cryogenics. So you're going to freeze your brain and come back as a bag of peas. That's your hope in life. To come back as a frozen veggie. That's what you hope. You would rather put your hope in a freezer than in Christ.
This stuff's real.
It's real. Look it up, cryogenics. That's real. They're doing it now. You'd rather come back as a bag of onions than come back in Christ. Don't that sound stupid? That's because it is. Amen? All right. I got one more. Y'all want to hear one more? I got one more. I'm going to help Satan rule and reign in hell. First of all, Satan ain't going to be ruling in hell. He's going to be burning just like you.
Right.
And second of all, if he was ruling, he wasn't going to let you rule with him no way. I mean, that's real. We've heard artists say that they're going to, they almost throw with Satan and they're going to rule this. He's the author of lies.
Right.
You believe the creator of lies. You're the only one he's telling the truth to. He lied to everybody else. But you, he's straight with you. You special. You his ride or die chick. I learned that on a commercial. I don't really know what it means, but it sounded good. You gonna roll with the big dog. Did I use it right? Amen. You gonna roll with the big dog. Amen. I'm gonna reign and rule with Satan in hell. Yeah, we'll see. You in that. Hey, y'all follow me so far?
Amen.
All right, so go to John 8:44. How much time you got? I got Nikki. Oh, Nikki, it keeps beeping, but I don't know why. So can you fix it for me so it'll stop beeping? Hey, amen. There's a cry for help. I heard that, Pastor. I heard that. Amen. Amen. I'm not denying it. I'm just letting you know I heard it. Amen. All right. All right. From John 8:44, the International Standard Version, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning. If he's a murderer and a liar, what makes you think you're going to get away scot-free?
Uh-huh.
That's what he does. He's a murderer from the beginning. And we already know he's a liar.
Yeah.
And so you'd rather follow him in his fantasies then follow God in truth. I'm just saying. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he has never stood for truth. Never stood for truth. Never stood for truth. He knows the truth, but he knows if he changed a word or two.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't know the difference because you don't read your Bible, no way.
Right.
He changed a couple words, he got you.
Yeah.
The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto man. A study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yeah.
I didn't quote it because I missed a word somewhere.
Yeah.
He didn't say read it. He said study it.
Yeah.
So you'll know when they lying to you.
Yeah.
So you know when they're trying to coax you into fantasy land. So you'll know when they're trying to feed you a fairy tale. He said, that's your job as a believer to know the difference between the truth and a lie. That's your job. My wife's job is to know the difference between her husband and somebody else's.
Yeah.
That's her job. And I'm gonna hold her to it. Because we ain't gonna have no problems up in here. No, we will not.
Amen,
because there's going to be hello. Amen. How many of y'all going to lend your husband out to somebody else until so you can find out where he really belongs? Amen. Well, if that sounds crazy to you, how must that sound to God? I heard that. Shame on you. Amen. Amen. He speaks. He speaks in character. The character of the enemy is a lie, a murderer, a thief. And so he speaks in his character, lying, murdering, thieving, deception. That's his character. And so he speaks out of his character. Y'all following me?
Yeah.
And so when he tries to feed you something that God did not say, he's trying to get you to agree with him in his character. Does that make sense?
Yeah, go ahead.
So when you refuse Christ, there's a fantasy somewhere waiting for you.
Yes.
Amen. This ain't half bad, is it? Amen. Amen. Somebody, this is our last scripture, I hope. Well, maybe not, but well, we'll see. Hosea 4, 6 through 7. How we doing, Asia? Amen. Asia is my daughter. Amen. I love that girl to know. What? Don't give me the skunk eye. I wasn't finished. I love her to no end. I'd kill a brick for that girl, but boy, she's 16. She's 16, and good God Almighty. I had no idea that 16 could be so interesting. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love my baby. I love my baby. I love, amen. But great day in the morning. Amen. I didn't get the book when we had her, so I had to figure it out as we go. Amen. Amen. Anybody in Hosea?
Amen.
Amen. All right. I have a couple of versions. I have a couple of versions. Y'all ready? Because I'm running out of time, so don't mess with me. Amen. All right. So verse number 4, this is in the New Living Translation. My people are being destroyed because they don't know me. They don't have an intimate relationship with me. They don't know me. My people are lost, destroyed. They're sucked in by the enemy. They believe in fairy tales because they don't know me. They don't have an intimate relationship with me. That's why the enemy can tell them anything and they will accept it because they don't know me.
Yeah.
Amen. Since you priests refuse to know me, starting from the top, since you priests refuse to have an intimate relationship with me, I refuse to recognize you as my priest. You don't want anything to do with me? Bam! I don't want anything to do with you.
Bam.
I took that one from T.
Bam.
Yeah.
Amen. Since you have forgotten the laws of your God, how many of you have forgotten who you are in Christ? How many of you are so willing to lay your belief on the side to tell this person off and then I'll go right back to it? How many of you will lay your wallet on the side, run over and take care of a couple things and then come right back? How many of you would do that? You feel better about, you have more. Y'all feel me? Well, the Lord will forgive. Yeah, but you may leave here before you get a chance to ask for forgiveness. Because sometimes when things happen in a moment, You ain't got, you don't think about, I love God. Oh, sweet. But you may not have time to say, save me, Lord. You may not have time to say, forgive me, Lord. I'll ask for repentance on my deathbed. You ain't got to die in a bed.
Yeah.
Right.
Who said you get a bed? Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I will forget to bless your children. Here's another version, the New American Standard Bible. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. You not only don't want it, you reject it when it's offered. I don't want the truth. The truth interferes with my lifestyle. I can't puff puff pass with truth. Yeah, I know y'all don't know nothing. None of y'all know nothing about that.
Amen.
Amen. I can't have a 40 with truth.
Uh-huh.
I can't go to the strip club with truth.
Uh-uh.
Amen? See, so I have to reject that particular truth.
Yeah.
Until I come across something that I can work with.
Yeah.
That's a lot of church people.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
Yeah.
I also will reject you. I also will reject you from being my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Here's another version of that. My people are doomed.
Yes.
My people are doomed because they do not acknowledge me. I know Israel was his people and all that, but we're the Gentiles now. We're his people too now. Amen. Aren't we his people now?
Amen.
And the people that are his even now still reject him. And God says, because you reject me, you are doomed. I don't want to be doomed. I don't like paying taxes. I don't want to be doomed.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Verse number seven. The more they increased in number, the more they sinned against me. So I will change their glory into shame. When you were serving God, everything was going the way it was supposed to be going. God got to blessing you. You got happy. Set God aside. I'm taking him here, Lord.
Uh-huh.
And wonder why your life has changed. God's not going to support you in your sin.
Yeah.
He'll hang around you to give you an opportunity to come back, but he's not going to support your sin. Amen. And people get mad at God and go, Lord, you ain't blessing me no more. He said, you ain't living for me anymore. You don't work for me anymore. Why am I paying your light bill? You don't live here. Why am I paying your car note? You don't belong to me.
Yeah.
Go where you're serving. Let them pay.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. All right, y'all, tone down. I got 6 minutes and I might finish. James 1:22. Hurry up. James 1:22. Quick, quick. Chop, chop. Come on. Let's go. Anybody get there? Say amen.
Amen.
But don't just listen to God's word. See, we want to come to church and just listen.
Yeah.
I come to church. I clock in. They do their thing. He say whatever he gonna say. And I clock out. I've done my bit for the week.
Uh-huh.
That's not relationship. That's religion. Amen.
Amen.
That's not relationship.
Amen.
Your spouse, come home. I'm here. Gone in the basement for 2 weeks. Come back up. See you later. Is that a relationship?
No.
I ain't seen you in 2 weeks. What you doing in my room? I don't know you.
Yeah.
But I got this 45 over here if you don't find somewhere else to go. Y'all understand? How you expect God to honor your prayer when you won't even honor him with your presence? Amen? And as soon as something goes wrong, you want to blame him. When 9/11 happened, you almost had to make an appointment to get in the building. We didn't have enough chairs for all the people for a few weeks.
Yeah.
After things died down, people kind of forgot. People started falling off. After the rapture didn't happen in 2010, people that's, you know, when did their own thing, they felt comfortable enough to go back to who they really were. not pretending to be something so they could be raptured, thinking God didn't know the difference. Amen.
Amen.
Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. I'll read that again. But don't just listen to the word of God. You must do what it says. That's in the Bible.
Wow.
You must do what it says. I can't work for you. I got enough working for work doing my own works. You have to do what it says. And then the Bible tells you to be righteous. You got to be righteous.
Yes.
If the Bible tells you to have relationship and not religion, you have to have relationship and not religion. He's talking to you. He's talking to me. He's talking to you. He's talking to anybody that calls himself a child of God. He's talking to you. You must do what it says. Luke 6, 47 through 49, and I'm done. And I got 3 minutes, so hurry up. Amen. Because I can do it if the Lord let me.
Amen.
And, oh, I'm sorry, Luke 6, 47, 48, and 49.
Amen.
Whew, it is hot up here. Sweet Moses is hot. Amen. We good?
Yes.
All right. This is from the New International Version. As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. God is like, I dare you to come to me and put what I have commanded you into execution, into practice. I dare you to follow the rules. I dare you to trust me. I dare you to walk by faith and not by sight. I dare you to do what I have commanded you to do. God's like, I double dog dare you. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you to follow me. Well, what do you say after that? It is like a person building a house who digs deep and lays the foundation on solid rock. How many of you know that if you build a foundation on a solid rock, you got a pretty good chance of standing?
Amen.
They may knock out the windows and pull off the roof, but that house is going to be there.
Yes.
Amen. You might have to go through some stuff, but when it's all said and done, you're going to be there. And you're going to be standing because you have put your trust in a solid foundation.
Yeah.
My house is built on a rock.
Yeah.
And that rock is Jesus.
Yeah.
And I feel like shouting. I want to right now, but y'all looking at me. Amen. Stop it, Joshua. Stop it. Amen. Amen. All right. Stop it. Don't be doing that stuff. Because I ain't about to hop, skip, and a jump from it. All right, let's finish this. Where was I? Does anybody remember?
Yeah.
I was somewhere in the scripture. Where was I? Luke 6 or 48. When the flood waters rise and breaks against that house. What house? The house that built itself on a solid foundation. When the rain and the wind and the storm and the flood come and it runs up against that house will stand. Because it is built on a solid foundation, which is Christ. God says, I am the rock.
Amen.
And if you build yourself on the rock, who can move you?
Amen.
Who can take you down? Who can? They might knock out a few windows. They might peel the paint. But I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Because I am solid as the rock. Anybody else in here solid as the rock? Anybody else in here solid as the rock? I am as not on my own, but because my foundation is built on God.
Yes.
My foundation is the rock.
Yes.
Oh my God. I can't shout a little bit. I can't shout a little. All right, fine, fine, fine. Amen. Amen. Y'all shout for me. Amen. Amen. But the person who hears what I say but does not act on it is like someone who built a house on the ground without any foundation. You just took some wood and some bricks and just, this thing is going up. You took some wood and bricks, slapped it on the beach, and decided you're going in. And the first wind, the first fairy tale that comes your way, the first deception that sounds good to you, the first thing that tickles your ear, the first thing that sounds good, look fine. you fall for the okey-doke.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Amen.
That's it.
Because you built your relationship. First of all, because you have religion and not relationship.
Yeah.
That's your problem.
Uh-huh.
Amen. The rest of this verse. That house quickly collapses. Quickly. You don't stand a chance if your house is not built on that rock. What's the rock, y'all? If your house is not built on that rock, the scripture here says you don't stand a chance. The very first time something blows against that house, you out. Why? Because you didn't build the foundation on Christ. You built it on a feel good, a look good, might get good. Amen. I sure hate I'm finished. And the resulting destruction of that house was extensive. Not only did you fall, but you fell apart when you fell. Not only did you not make it through the storm, but there are pieces of you scattered here and there. You just disintegrated because your house was not built on the rock.
Jesus.
I'm going to say this to you, and then I'm going to stop. Was that good, Joe?
Yeah.
I'm going to say this to you. The fairy tale is over.
Yes.
Stop trying to take the easy way out. You're in battle. I've never really had an easy fight. Anytime somebody hits you, it ain't easy. Wherever they hit you, it's not easy. Amen?
Amen.
Go ahead.
If you don't... See, I love my wife because I love my wife. How she responds is strictly on her. But it does not change how I feel in me for her. Because my love is not based on how she feels about me.
Yes.
My love is based on what I feel about her.
Amen.
So if we get an argument, it doesn't shake or distort my foundation.
Yes.
Because I built it on the rock.
Yes.
But if I'm with you because you're fine and you gain 3 pounds, and the fire ain't there no more.
Go ahead.
Amen. I'm just saying, you know, I'm no longer 26. I'm 26 and a half now. Oh, you got older now. Time to get. Y'all understand?
Anything.
What are you building your relationship on?
Yes.
Will determine if you make it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it. I'm done, Abigail. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus.
We're going to keep rolling, Pastor.
Amen. You going to keep rolling?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes, sir. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Amen.
Do I sit down now?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, yes.
Oh, that was awesome. Word.
That was awesome.
Excuse me. They can step in with me. Amen.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Amen. We received such a beautiful email this week from a family. Says, "Hi, Pastor Ben. Here's a drawing for you and Pastor Sandy from John, my 12-year-old son.
Yes.
He said to tell you that he expects to see tears of joy from his drawing from you, Pastor Sandy, and Pastor Andrea, like she cried the past Sunday. He said, use some eye drops if she had to fake it.
He was serious about it. Okay.
He's serious. John is serious.
Okay.
Okay, and this picture is an awesome picture. You guys probably won't be able to see
it.
We can pass it around. They're going to send the original, but John did an awesome job. It's a picture with Pastor Ben and Sandy and Andrea. Hold on.
Okay.
It's a picture with them. Go ahead. It's a picture with them and then us getting ready for the cloud party. So,
yes, so yes. So he has the saints below. He didn't leave anybody out. He has the saints below. I just love it. And it's not hard to endure a promotion because it's so adorable.
It is so cute.
It is so cute. And he was so serious about this. Yes. And he even wrote on the top, "Happy birthday, Don." So he just remembered. He took in the whole thing. He was really watching what was going on last Sunday. So
yes.
I'm sorry, that was easy. He just blessed my little heart. John, you bless our little heart with this drawing. It's absolutely adorable.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. 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 The original.
Yes, we will have the original so that we can all get a chance to look at it. But it was awesome to have someone so young. He sat through the whole thing, and he shared what was in his heart. And of course, obviously feeling the closeness to us all. Thank you, John. We really enjoyed your work. We just wanted to share that with you guys here and with you guys online.
Thank you.
Amen.
So much.
Amen. We're going to pray out.
Adorable.
Father, we thank you and we bless you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, my God, that you have sustained us and kept us throughout this day, throughout this week, throughout this month, and throughout this year. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Father, and we stand in expectation of your soon return, that you will call us up, Lord Jesus, to meet you in the air, Father God. We rejoice in that, my God. We look, Lord Jesus, unto you, Father God, as we bless and magnify you through each and every day. Father, we look unto you, Lord Jesus, to fill and to heal and to strengthen us as we wait, Lord Jesus, for you to call us up. In Jesus' name, we bless and praise you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Awesome day.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Minister, great.